The Hana Highway is a storied piece of Hawaii beauty. The winding ride from Kahului generally takes a couple of hours on a scenic drive. A quicker travel option is a flight of about 20 minutes, but there may be some complications with that route. My colleague Bill Dorman talked about that this morning with our contributing reporter Colleen Uichi of the Maui News.
Colleen, the flight from Kahului to Hana is a popular route, but it seems not to be a profitable one. What's a bit of the history and background with this flight?
Yeah, so Hana was one of the nine communities in Hawaii that was chosen to be part of the Essential Air Service Program back in 1978. And what that program is it's a federal program that helps fund transportation to different communities that are hard to reach around the U.S. And so Hana is one of those, and different airlines have come and gone at the Hana Airport over the years, and some of them have been subsidized, but the last airline that was subsidized, Pacific Wings, they decided to go without the subsidy. That was back in 2007, and so they went without the subsidy for a time, and when the company folded in 2013, there hasn't been an airline since then that has had a subsidy. Mokulele came in 2012. They've been doing it without a subsidy as well, and that's thanks partly to the local businesses. And so the subsidy is something that they're trying to reinstate because, yeah, like you said, it's not a totally profitable flight. There are some people who use it, but I think it's a lot more popular for people to take that long two-hour drive and stop and see the waterfalls and that sort of thing. So that's why they're looking to get that subsidy from the government.
You know, in terms of the context for this with tourism, Hawaii Tourism Authority is having its global tourism summit this week. And, you know, tourism in Hana is certainly more understated than in a lot of places. But ironically, it's likely to make it more popular, the idea of flying there or the ease of flying for some travelers might make it more popular. What's your sense of how important those flights are to tourism in Hana and sort of the future of the tourism business there?
Well, I think they do play a role. The reason that the local businesses were helping Mokulele with the cost sharing was because they also wanted to have some of those visitors come in, and one of the Travassa Hotel was offering a deal for residents who wanted to stay for, I mean, not residents, I'm sorry, visitors who wanted to stay. They would offer a package. So these flights are important to the businesses because they do bring in some visitors. However, I think what is more important about these flights is that they're convenient and they are sort of a lifeline because, you know, during the rainy season, it's not uncommon for Hana Highway to close down due to landslides. So as one resident said to me, that flight can be a lifeline. It's important to have that convenience and that option, not only for visitors who don't want to make the long drive, but also for residents who, you know, don't want to make the two-hour drive to the Kahului Airport but do need to go to other islands or to the mainland to get a connecting flight. So I think the convenience and having it as an option in emergencies might be the more important aspect of this as opposed to tourism.
So, yeah, not so much tourism, but the residential and, as you say, on the emergency side, medical, that's a case certainly where the flight would be needed.
Yeah, if it's definitely something really urgent, they'll probably use, I would say maybe the fire department's Air One helicopter.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, if the highway closes down, it's a nice option to have for people.
Rob McKinney, who's the president of Mokulele Airlines, he says he wants the flights to continue. How would that work, preferring to have the subsidy? But what comes next with that?
Yeah, so last month, the Mokulele Airlines, they sent a notice to the U.S. Department of Transportation saying that they plan to end these non-subsidized flights to Hana within 90 days. But Rob McKinney, the president, he says that Mokulele likes to serve the community. They want to stick around, and so they're not going anywhere. That's just part of the process so that they can get the U.S. government to hopefully offer them a subsidy. So what the government will have to do is they'll have to put out a request and say, hey, we are looking for airlines to service Hana, and so the companies will bid on that. So Mokulele does plan to bid. They hope to be the one to be chosen. However, Makani Kai has also expressed interest in bidding on Hana. And Mokulele and Makani Kai, they do serve some other airports as well as part of the Essential Air Service Program. Mokulele services the Waimea Airport on the Big Island, and then Makani Kai also services Kalaupapa on Molokai.
the importance of that essential air program is evident with cases, as you say, from weather to other emergency situations. But the environment right now politically seems to be a pretty difficult time to go to a federal entity in Washington and ask for subsidies. What's the outlook on that?
Yeah, I know that some people aren't quite sure what's going to happen with the Essential Air Service Program, especially since the president's proposed budget did eliminate some funding for that program. But senators in places like, you know, here in Hawaii and Alaska, the places that really need these services and have a lot of communities that depend on it, they have been pushing for that funding to stay in. And they introduced a bill, actually, that would reauthorize program funding through 2022. And last I checked, that bill is still in committee, and so far it looks like lawmakers in Congress have opted to keep funding for this program in the budget, but it's definitely something that people are a little concerned about and keeping an eye on based on what the president had originally proposed in his budget. So we'll see what happens with that.
It really does seem to be a situation, though, that's going to need some political persuasion, certainly, and again, not just with the overall program itself, but as it applies to HANA as well. Any plans to sort of bring political persuasion to the table, or something that could help along those lines?
Right now, I don't think the county is considering doing anything to kind of help that along yet, just because there isn't, it doesn't look like we're going to lose air service yet. If the U.S. Department of Transportation doesn't put out a request, or they say we can't find anyone, then that might be a problem, and then the county might start to look at that and say, oh, what do we have to do about that? But right now, I think people are pretty comfortable. Mokulele is still continuing to service, and actually they're required to continue to service HANA until a new airline can be found. So I don't think there's a whole lot of concern on the county side about losing air service to HANA quite yet.
So it's not a sense of urgency if the rug is going to be pulled out in a short-term kind of crisis sort of way?
Not that I can tell, especially because, like I said, Mokulele has to continue servicing HANA until they can find a replacement. So that's one of the key components in continuing the service over there that I think people are a little more comfortable about.
And on the broader point on priorities, concerns, worries when it comes to travel and connections, anything else that's out there that's concerning them these days?
No, I believe it's mainly just having other options of transportation, just because the highway, like I said, can't always count on it when there are storms and there are landslides. And recently there were sinkholes. So, you know, people just want to have different options and make sure that the town of HANA can be reached no matter what happens.
So we'll see what happens. I know you mentioned the 90-day clock sort of on that ticking. Is that the sort of the main time constraint going forward, or when do you think that we'll hear more in terms of next step or moving towards a resolution on this?
Yeah, that is the main time constraint. I talked to Rob McKinney, and he said that's usually enough time for them to kind of find somebody else to do it or to choose Mokulele. They could ask for a time extension, but he said that generally 90 days is enough for them.
And could be heading into a situation of a competitive bid after that.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. It'll be interesting if Makanikai throws their hat in the ring.
All right, we'll keep an eye on that. Thanks very much, Colleen. Colleen Awechi of the Maui News, contributing reporter for Hawaii Public Radio. Colleen, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Bill. It was a pleasure.